Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Stephanie Corsetti. New South Wales has recorded 1,063 new cases of COVID-19 from 139,182 tests. The state's health team also recorded another 6 deaths linked to coronavirus, taking the death toll of the current outbreak to 266. Stay-at-home orders for Glen Innes and Orange local government areas will be eased from midnight tonight. New South Wales Health Minister Brad Hazzard is highlighting some areas of concern.
Southwest Sydney last night was up to 294 cases, and again back in the 11th of September was 490. So again, to the people of Southwest Sydney and Western Sydney, you're doing a great job.
Victoria has recorded 766 new locally acquired cases of COVID-19 from 62,000 tests. That is the state's highest daily coronavirus case figure. The Victorian Health Department has also recorded another 4 deaths, bringing the death toll of this current outbreak to 20. There is a total of 6,666 active coronavirus cases across the state. Authorities today announced double-dose vaccinated Victorians in Sydney and the ACT will be able to return to Victoria at the end of the month. Australia's tourism minister says he believes international borders will be open by Christmas, despite some state premiers maintaining a hard stance on internal borders. A national reopening agreement has set 70 and 80% double dose coverage as crucial milestones to easing coronavirus restrictions. Tourism and Trade Minister Dan Tehan told the Nine Network that the nation is on track to lift travel restrictions this year. Vulnerable Indigenous communities could be at risk of being overwhelmed by COVID-19 if their vaccination rates continue to dwindle. That's according to the Queensland Aboriginal and Islander Health Council. Vaccination modelling for Indigenous populations suggests that the 80% target for First Nations Queenslanders won't be achieved until February 2022. And French President Emmanuel Macron has confirmed he will send an ambassador back to the United States next week. No decision has been made about the French ambassador to Australia. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Macron and Joe Biden spoke on a call and agreed to rebuild trust. In Washington, Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he has reached out to Mr. Macron and hopes to engage in a similar call at some point.
The opportunity for that call is not yet, but we'll be patient. We understand their disappointment. But at the end of the day, as a government, we have to do what is right for Australia and serve Australia's national security interests.
This is SBS News in Easy English. Thanks for joining us. I am Stephanie Corsetti.